Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
Teach the seeds.
Teach the seeds.
I am the black woman. Some know me as Queen Hatshepsut, Queen Nzinga, Harriet Tubman, and Winnie Mandela. From this day forward, I pledge my life to the liberation of my people. I will be a supportive, responsible, and loving mate. The black man will respect me, and he sees me, because I am the black woman, the original woman, mother of civilization and nurture of the black nation.
Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Or else they'll be zealots like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
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 I pledge allegiance to my black people. I pledge to develop my mind and body to the greatest extent possible. I will learn all that I can in order to give my best to my people and their struggle for liberation. I will keep myself physically fit, building a strong body free from drugs and other substances, which weaken me and make me less capable of protecting myself, my family, and my black brothers and sisters. I will unselfishly share my knowledge and understanding with them in order to bring about change more quickly. I will discipline myself to direct my energy thoughtfully and constructively rather than wasting them in idle hatred. I will train myself never to hurt or allow others to harm my black brothers and sisters, for I recognize that we need every black man, woman, and child to be physically, mentally, and psychologically strong. These principles I pledge to practice daily and to teach them to others in order to unite my people.
Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Or else they'll be zealots like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
Black power.
Teach the seeds.
Warfare.
Teach the seeds.
Economics.
Teach the seeds.
Black science.
Teach the seeds.
Mathematics.
Teach the seeds.
Agriculture.
Teach the seeds.
Good health.
It's time to go back.
Yeah, the pros and cons of mass. I don't see any cons. Mass exodus, if you look at it with the reality that all of us will not go. We left Africa hundreds of years ago. And because of the brutality of slavery, we were forced to leave Africa mentally. See, we got to first mentally get back to being Africans again. Then spiritually get back to being Africans again. And then we can physically become Africans without any problem.
If Exodus the answer, tell me where we about to travel to.
Tell me where.
Do you got a passport to leave from off your avenue?
Huh?
Most of us ain't left from out the city we was born.
Have
and imagine been. Moving to another continent where everything is foreign to you.
Man.
Might be your native tongue, but you don't know it, do you?
Don't know
lost
it, do
in this world with no tradition till they show them to you.
See?
Watch history get repeated, man. If we don't maneuver, gotta make a choice for the babies later rather sooner. Researching where the land, I heard some rumors.
Heard some
they
rumors.
Say we more American than African. Might be the truest, you're a westernized mind, but my passion deeply rooted. Trying to find my origins, I'm seeking out solutions. Revenge rules, rebels for retribution, you hear them shooting. It sounds just like the first,
so happy New Year's.
I'm saluting all my troopers in the streets, my revolution. Boots on the ground from Flintown down to Houston, man.
The problem is, we are like them. We got the right people in our minds. We got the right people in our spirits. We got them in our soul.
Woo.
We got to cleanse ourselves of the white man.
I should.
We can live anywhere in the world and it'll be Africa.
Ever since the third grade, when I first heard we were slaves, I became a repatriate candidate. So many days I played like I was Shaka Zulu, finna take it to ya.
Yeah.
But had to keep it undercover in fear of hearing my brothers call me African booty scratcher. Followed by the lack of my self-esteem, conformed to my neighborhood norms. But a soldier was born. I held on to the vision faithfully on a mission for 20 plus years. Look where it's taking me now.
Look!
Hip-hop, landed in Joburg,
yeah.
Soon as I touched the tarmac,
yeah.
Eerie silence, no words to describe it, I smiled. All of a sudden became violent, mind racing through the fabrications learned as a child. After a while I settled down and then began to explode. On the trip none of my family ever took before. What was I looking for? Ancient wealth for mental health, my purpose was stealth. Later on to reveal itself in time.
The amount of our people who've been felonized so they can't get jobs in the country. The amount of our people who've gotten felonies so they can't vote, so they can't participate as citizens in the country. The amount of people shot down in the streets by the police every day. The amount of people shot down by their own people because of unconsciousness, ignorance, and underdeveloped. All of those are reasons why we should be getting.
I see they looking at me weird because I'm talking about leaving here. Gotta keep an escape plan when they hit the fan disappear.
Let's go.
Trump dropping bombs and he beefing with North Korea.
Trip.
Building walls, warheads, nuclear, let's be clear. Worldwide detonation, rip holes in the atmosphere. Ain't no fallout shelters to help us around here. Just dilapidated buildings that's been vacant for years. All these corner memorial blocks flooded with family tears. Listen, I'm seeking change though. Not no pot of gold at the end of no rainbow. Talking growing my own so I can self-sustain though. Revenue streaming, yeah, I get it from every angle.
Every game.
Pass the business to my daughter, teacher, maintain growth. Swear to Jesus, rap genius, gotta break down quotes. Black folks, that's who my sound for, my style dope. My bars be powerful, that now flow. Ancient commit all the way back down to the Congo.
100 million people are not gonna do that. How do you make those linkages so Africa's extended into the diaspora and the diaspora is extended into Africa and it is what we call one Africa, all over the world?
Couple years later, I'm back. Akwaba, Ghana, Lower Volta to be exact. Lot of study of what they took from me. Germans and Chinamen comfortably pillaged, turning villagers ugly. Workers in search of money in return for the resources they send to the country. Refining ready for use. Supply the world with 82%. That's more than a boost. Told you on the hate produce. Keep your truce. I want these pirates dead, shot in the head, bleeding profusely. Leave our diamonds and gold alone. Kowasi Cobalt, why you on the phone? Swear they just making a deal. Leopold Knack for the killers, how the racket was sealed. Church on every corner, groping the cry. It broke my heart, but I'm here now.
I'm back.
My mere presence is a star. Ancestors made it clear, now I'm dancing my part to bring the brightest light back into the dark. Ain't no parking, baby.
Ghana is one of the most open because Nkrumah brought us in early. W. Du Bois went there. Dr. Robert Lee, Maya Angelou, Malcolm X. All went into Ghana to try to assist in the development of that nation. So that's one that's very open. Tanzania speaks English, very open. South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria. But we should go anywhere, even the countries that speak French. And many of them, you're talking about Mali, you're talking about Senegal, you're talking about Cote d'Ivoire. We should try to get to any African nation.
Peace.
Peace, I'm Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Blue Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. We're here on our Revolutionary Sunday episode. We are extremely honored and privileged to talk with our special guest. The Black Fathers Committee is in the building. And the phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. We're going to be discussing Black fatherhood, Black manhood, and everything else under the sun. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the son and present to others. I got my brother, strong warrior, Martell Cartel was in the building. Black power. Peace. What's going on, Jay?
Peace. Black power. What's going on?
Hey, man. It's an honor to have you on, and some of the fam. I understand you got some of the fam with you. I don't know who's who and what's what, so
I told you about that. Press 1. So, any of my brothers that's on the line right now, go ahead and press 1 so that we can be connected all, get this interview going on. I appreciate the opportunity as well, due to Knowledge Radio. I know it's been a big platform for us as a people and keeping the information going and circulating and as well. So I appreciate the opportunity myself also, brother. Thank you.
I'm sure you've been on before, though. You know what I mean? I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. This is my second time. The first time I didn't really get the opportunity to really, take advantage of the interview. I had to cut out kind of early, so
right.
This is the redo. This is my first time, really, right here. Let's get it.
Also, I think you had sent some joints in for the Unsigned Hype as well.
Yes, sir, I did. Thank you.
Yeah. That was a tremendous thing. That was one of our first. That matter of fact, that was our first series, the Unsigned Hype joint. You know, me myself. Rossette and Jay Dizzle, you know, came together and was creating a lane, you know, for artists to push our music. You see what I'm saying? Like they say,
right.
It's an alternative. I'm like, what the hell is that? You see what I'm saying? That's just like somebody telling me, oh, I'm Black first. What else are you? What else is there? You understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, so in regards to our music and our genre and our messages that we're cultivating, you know, roots in the minds of our children, in the minds of our people, in the hearts of our people, you know, these things have to be clear. You see what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, some of these things, you know, cannot be accepted. But I see we got another person on. Let me go to area code
602-748. Peace and love. It's Sky Harbor on the line.
Sky Harbor, peace. Black power to you.
Black love, what's going on?
Hey, I'm on it, man. I'm telling you, but before we actually play this song, because I got the joint over here, you know what I'm saying? I just got to express my sentiments and also want to give y'all opportunity to introduce yourself to the fam as well. The song touched my heart, you understand, and in a whole lot of ways. So, you know, I saw it. I didn't know who was behind the joint. You understand what I'm saying? I was like, oh, man, this is deep. I'm sharing this joint. And B was like, yo, that's me. I was like, oh, snap, that's you? I was like, oh, okay. Then I felt extra proud. Like, I know them, yo. I know them. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, okay, yeah, this is classic. And, you know, we finally got the schedules to work to, you know, to have y'all come on the show, man. So it's definitely an honor. It's a privilege. You see what I'm saying? And I know all of the, you know, the activism work, the community outreach work y'all been doing over the years. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, cultivating and making this lane happen to where now you have something to complement the the actual work that you're doing. You see what I'm saying? So now we got an anthem. You know what I'm saying? Now we got an anthem.
Right.
So I'm like,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
I don't know how many times I played that song. I think I at least listened to the joint about 100 times. You see what I'm saying? Since I first heard it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing, man. So, I'm getting way ahead of myself. I can see I'm excited. You see what I'm saying? Black fathers. You see what I'm saying? And we discussing Black Fathers Matter. You know, I have four children. You see what I'm saying? So, you know,
yes, sir.
There's a lot that's associated with it. You know, I know we want to get into, you know, some of those things and some of the work y'all doing, but I could backtrack to the introduction so y'all can get a chance to introduce yourself to the fam. You know what I mean? The floor is yours.
Well, I'll just start from the top. I kind of did mine, but it's Brother Bilal Munir Rahim, BMR, a.k.a. Martell Cartel. Our Black Fathers Committee is the organization that we represent today here, which I started in 2014 with the idea of just wanting to have an opportunity for all my cousins and my homies and all the brothers that I know that was fathers that was going through it for us to just connect and be each other's support, which actually turned into just reaching out to the community and also realizing that we, even for brothers that I don't know, there's support that's needed all the way around. So it's just continued to grow from there. And throughout that process, I met some powerful brothers, some amazing brothers that I'm thankful to actually call my brothers throughout this process of me building it up. And that's how we got to this point right now where we at. And I do got one of my brothers on the line with us today as well. And I let him do his introduction.
First of all, thank you, Bilal. And thank you for having us on the radio station today for your interview. And much appreciation for you showing love for the song as well. My name is Sky Harbor, born and raised out of Phoenix, Arizona. It must have been the laws of energy that brought us all together because the song is pretty much identifiable with everybody that loves and breathes hip hop. So it's just not a topic that's touched on very much today, unfortunately. So we just wanted to shed light on that aspect of life as well. And you know, just speaking our truths in our songs as well, and our music as well. But pretty much, you know, I'm Sky Harbor. I pretty much represent Southwest to the fullest. Trying to do it big, you know what I'm saying?
You know, you kind of touched on the founding, you know, founding motivation behind it. What were some of the, you know, the principles y'all came up with in regards to Black fatherhood? You know what I mean? And you know, the reasons, you know, well, not necessarily the reasons y'all came together because you stated those. Why is it important from your vantage point for Black men, Black fathers to come together? You see what I'm saying? And what were some of the takeaways that y'all could share from, you know, some of these interactions?
Right. Well, for starters, I just believe, like, I got to one point in my life where I just start looking out on society and just trying to really figure out what's going on out here and what are some of our problems or some of our issues as people. And a lot of it stems from the top of that family tree, that head. So initially I knew that we need to be strengthened as men coming if we're gonna try to put up any type of fight. So I decided as I'm going to strengthen myself, I'm going to bring my brothers along with me as well, because that's going to be part of the extra juice that I need as I'm rising and I'm waking myself up. So I knew that I was going to need powerful men and brothers around me throughout the process of me growing also. Through that, I didn't actually know exactly how I wanted to do it, but as I'm learning more, I made the idea that our Black fathers is because I decided if I was going to do anything, I wanted to make sure that it was strictly about us, because when I was researching, there was plenty of opportunities for, like, fathers. There's the National Fatherhood Initiative and all of that, but none of it really caters to us and our people and our actual issues that only we can understand. So I decided throughout that process that this needs to have some type of RBG foundation. This needs to be rooted in RBG, because if you can't get part down, no, not if you can't, but until you get that part down, you won't be actually ready to put up the fight that we need to fight, the strength that we need to fight with. So after deciding that it needed to be rooted in RBG and some of those founding principles, we did a program, or we decided to, like, put some type of title around it. So we put a program out there, and it was like a 6-week program where we really just went in there and we just studied, like, a lot of RBG material and documents, and seeing how, like, the RBG University, we went into that, and just that's all we really did. And we just talked and we built and we listened to each other also. But when that was over, it went by so quick. We're still trying to figure out a way that we can, you know, stay in contact with each other, keep this energy going. And we're looking around the table, all of us spitters, we all had had or currently have a music career that we're pursuing. So it was like we need to push the track next. Eventually that came out, and just, I just think the passion behind that, everybody's energy, is what makes it so great, because it's so real. And that's the, what you told me how you feel about it. A lot of people feel that way. They're like, man, you don't know. I feel like you just said those exact same words. And I never really, like, experienced that before. So I never did, you know. I'm doing a lot of, like, gangster shit before, you know what I mean? So that's, like, everybody's somewhat like that at one point in time. But when you do something that's, like, out there on that's different, you kind of really don't know how people are going to take it, you know what I mean? So to get that positive feedback back, I'm like, man, this is continuing. We continuously building this up, and it's getting better and better and better. And this is just the beginning, really, just from the idea of we need to be stronger as men.
Okay, my brother, Brother Scott, did you want to add anything?
I mean, he pretty much locked it down on that answer. I mean, pretty much it's just a well needed song. I mean, right. That's pretty much like eight times out of ten, from the feedback that I received at least, that's like the most said comment. The song is well needed in everybody's ears. I don't like comparing songs or anything, but I put it in that same realm as, you know, the Lil Duval song, The Smile Bitch. You know, that song is like, it's such a positive song. You can't be mad when that song comes on. You know what I'm saying? So it does have a positive light to it. There's nothing, there is rarely any cursing in it as it is. So, I mean, it's very playable around kids as well. So, I mean, and even in the video, you that's my daughter dancing her butt off in the background. So it does have a good vibe to it, and I think it could reach a lot of ears, and I think a lot of people could appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a global initiative right there amongst Black fathers. You see what I'm saying? You know, we all over the planet. A beautiful thing about it, you know, again for me, just looking at it, the imagery, you see what I'm saying, the celebration, you know, the boldness, the power, you see what I'm saying, but also, like you were saying, there was like a party sense, you see what I'm saying, like, it's a celebration, you see what I'm saying. Now, look, generationally, all we had was Papa was a Rolling Stone, so, you know, we're even correcting the stigmatism that's been associated with Black fatherhood over an extended period of time. By design,
right.
You see what I'm saying? You know, we got all, I will always love my mama and dear mama. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, knock your cat out, you're talking about your mama. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, many of us grew up without fathers. You see what I'm saying? So it wasn't the same type of old. You see what I'm saying? That was associated with it. So whether it was mama or big mama, you know, that was there. That was established. But, you know, there was a missing element amongst, you know, young black men growing up fatherless and what that really means to them. You see what
right.
I'm saying? Like, you might even heard some rappers, you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, Shaq even said my biological didn't bother, but he had a father that raised him. You see what I'm saying? So why would you even turn that venom to somebody who was responsible for you being here? But a disconnection from our culture. You see what I'm saying? A disconnection from our culture and who we truly are and how we can identify, you will see this dissociative type of behavior to where this is celebrated. You know what I'm saying? Never knew my dad, mother, F the fag. You see what I'm saying? Like that type of, you know, stigmatism. So, with this song and with, you know, this movement that, you know, that you brothers put together are erasing, you know, some of that traumatic generational pain that's been associated with black fatherhood. You see what I'm saying? Regardless of
right.
statistical analysis. You know, statistical analysis would tell us that 90% of black fathers, you understand what I'm saying, are taking care of their children. But, you know, we're hit with, you know, deadbeat dads and all kinds of stuff. You got to overcome, you know, all of these stigmatisms that's associated. So along with these initiatives, along with changing the minds and hearts of, you know, these black families, these young black men that are coming up, you see what I'm saying, because we're criminalized, because we're associated with crime ever since our ancestors were brought here. You see what I'm saying? The young black men, just the sight of us, you know, incites a sort of fear and criminalization. You see what I'm saying? Even amongst our own people. So, you know, pulling back these layers and things like that, I think, are very important. You know what I mean? So, again, y'all can tell I got a little excited again about the song one more time. So, yeah. So, it's a beautiful thing to have a point of reference to be like, look at this right here. You see what I'm saying? Listen to what's being said. You know, one of the coldest lines is like, my son rides shotgun, everybody else getting it back. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I was like, damn, you know, talk that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hell yeah, get your ass in the back. You see what I'm saying? You know, metaphorically, you could be talking about, you know, just the homies or whoever, but you're talking about nothing else comes before my son. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So I was like, damn, this is.
Right, you can take that metaphorical hit. And when I created that opening statement, I wanted to come out strong, like, because I had to learn that lesson when I was young, when I was hanging with my father. Like, I for some reason I volunteered my one of my good friends to sit up front, and I would ride in the back seat of the Chevy so I can get some air. And then when I got out the car, my dad walked up on me and was like, don't ever let anybody ride shotgun before you. And I, you know, that was when I learned that lesson. So that resonated with me throughout my fatherhood, you know, raising my kids as well. So I think that line holds a lot of weight.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I seen there's an overwhelming response to the song. You see what I'm saying? What kind of feelings y'all want to share before we, you know, actually play the joint? You know, I probably play the joint like twice or three times in this joint for no reason at all. You understand what I'm saying? Get my Cat Williams on, like, hey, sir, I asked you not to play it again. Play it again for no reason at all. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah, definitely.
Well, for starters, shout out to the producer who made the beat, Radon on the beat. Appreciate the love
right
on that. Definitely. Shout out to Freeze. We recorded it at Freeze Studio, so that was a plug right there. And then shout out to Cyrus, who mixed the track. We appreciate all the love that we got, basically, on that. You know, pretty much everyone offered their services willingly, you know, like whatever y'all need. We see what y'all doing. How can I help? everybody's like, this is what I got, this is what I got, this is what I got to assist y'all. So that's another confirmation sign for me personally, is when people start reaching out to you from the work that you're doing. Because it's always cool to ask for help, but when people start reaching out to you saying, this is what I got to offer, that's confirmation for me. So shout out to them. I definitely don't want to leave none of them out. Shout out to the other two artists that are not on the line. Hopefully they pop up. But shout out to Krondo. Shout out to LO. But that's about it. Let's go ahead and run it.
My feet, man, I put that on me. I make sure they gotta eat on the job, on the street for my feet. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green, plant seeds. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my feet. That's how we gotta be, real ones follow me, each one plan B.
Microphone checking my status since I've been crowned father. I grind harder, a wife and two daughters, a righteous black god in that red, black and green. That's balance for the beam, huh, family over everything. I'm dropping seeds every chance I get, and then I watch them all grow, no magic tricks. Sankofa, you know, bruh, gotta put that on your platter. Don't care about what they say, we say black fathers matter.
When it comes to my seeds, gotta keep that real energy. Literally, every single day create memory. Figuratively, I orchestrate moves like a symphony. Vividly, I think with these thoughts like epiphanies. Literally, can change the game and make history officially. My daughter never see me in a penitentiary. That shit to me, cause all we got is us, all we got is trust. Every day I gotta rush, I don't believe in love. Man, I put that on me. I make sure they gotta eat on the job, on the streets for my feet. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green, plant seeds. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my feet. And that's how we gotta be, real ones follow me. Each one
I'm in the cut like a back streak. I let my son ride shotgun while these other suckers take the back seat, and that's the only one that could pass me. Something heavy in my diaper bag, homie, you can match me. Riding down the avenues with the seat back, who that, Diamondback, proud to be black, that's your daddy. Sitting clean in the rag seat, going hard for my committee, and La Familia's mad deep.
Black fathers, love, yeah. Love, I'm from a spot where blacks get rejected. Selling dope and gangbanging, get you well respected. Being a felon, get you well neglected. Where the black fatherhood challenge was accepted. To show the youth a better route, teach them right from wrong and what the benefits of life about. Don't get caught up in the streets, you can make it out. Put that on my soul, I'ma show my kids a safer route.
Man, I put that on me. I make sure they gotta eat on the job, on the streets for my seed. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green, plant seed. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my seed. And that's how we gotta be, real ones follow me. Each one, plant seed.
Today I will conclude our talk on Father and his role. His role is so mighty as the head of his household. His role is so mighty in helping to build a nation that really we could talk all year on Father and never give him enough. But time will not permit us to do that.
Yes. Magnificent joint, man. You know, we on with our family, man. You know, Black Fathers Committee in the building, man. 929-477-1755. Discussing Black Fathers Matter. Y'all just heard that bomb classic
Black Fathers anthem right there. You understand what I'm saying? If you ain't excited, you ain't no father. You understand? Why bother? You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Oh, man. You said something heavy, man, in the joint, man. You said when I was crowned the father.
Yes, sir.
First crown. Like you see what I'm saying? Like, can you get into that, man? That was magnificent. You see what I'm saying?
I wanted, not only is that how I feel about being a father, is I feel like I was granted that blessing. I was crowned that title, but I also wanted to express to other fathers who may not be aware of how important that is, or somebody may be telling them that they not that important. But yeah, bro, once we are crowned that title, that's something that everybody is not blessed with, and there's people who pray for that title. You know what I mean? So I take it serious.
That's deep. Can y'all share some of y'all fatherhood experiences, you know, for the young men that's listening? You see what I'm saying? How important, and just, you know, to our society, amongst our people as a whole, how important is a black father to our families?
It's very important.
Okay, perfect. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I personally feel, and I'm pretty sure everybody else feels this way on the phone line, fatherhood is very important. My personal experiences with fatherhood, it's ups and downs, of course. It's always going to be ups and downs throughout all any challenges that, you know, that God's going to throw at you. So, with that being said, I've been in the fight with, you know, getting my custody and my rights to my child, pretty much going through it with baby mama drama and shit like that. Excuse me. Can we curse on here? Is it all good?
Yeah, you good. Speak your mind, brother. Speak your mind.
Okay.
Speak your mind.
Yeah, man. Just going through it with stuff like that. It's life. So, you know, it's very important to stick to the plan and trust the process on some of the stuff that you have to endure throughout that journey. Yeah. So, that's where I stand on fatherhood to me, and that's, you know, that adds in on how you should treat that title. You should treat it like you are royalty by blood. So, you know, you should treat it as such as well.
Agreed. I definitely agree. I would say my main thing is what I've learned over time is to not give up, because I've watched a lot of my brothers just, you know what, the fight is too hard. I just talk to my baby when they get grown. You know what I mean? And that sometimes that hurt me to hear my brothers say that. It's like the fight has to be a little bit more than that. I would like to share some of my experiences, but I don't want to go too wild, but I done had to go, you know, from state to state to get mine, and I would do anything because that's how I show my appreciation for being crowned that title. Anything that happens after that, I can deal with, but I'm still going to represent my title. So I would say just never give up, but trust the process, like Sky Harbor was saying. So throughout that process, make sure you just never give up, because it gets better. It may not happen as fast as you like, but it gets better. And that's just speaking to the negative side of the thing that could come about. But on the positive side, I would say learn as much as possible about it, because fatherhood is like parenting period is forever changing. So every day is going to be different, and we don't know everything. Nobody knows everything. Not your father, not your grandfather. No one knows the actual everything about fatherhood.
So we're learning every single day, but you have to be aware that you don't know everything. Don't step out here like I got this under control. Or no, you definitely want to be say you have it under control, but don't step out here and not be humble about the situation. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot to learn about it and take it serious.
Yeah, definitely agree. Yeah, it's very easy to get discouraged out here, you know, dealing with a bad business partner. So just stick with it. For anybody that may be listening to this, stick with it, you know, fight for yours. Don't give up so easily and stay on your path.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I got another song I wanted to play. It was kind of apropos for, you know, this conversation right here. You know what I mean? One of my brothers made this joint, Doc Mock, the United Front, and it speaks to, you know our experiences. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes it, all these experiences, you know, your brothers are sharing. You see what I'm saying? We don't shoulder these battles, you see what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes you can get lost in it and get consumed in it, you know what I mean? These some of the realest, you know, lyrics I ever heard in the song. So I heard y'all song, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of put them in the same category, you know what I mean? So
right.
I'm playing joint called Baba's Day.
Greatest day of my life is the day you were born. I was there cheering on, all praise to your mom. Ready to raise up a Marcus Garvey or a Nat Turner. Identified our enemies and kept it black for you. But still taught you how to walk, ride a bike, talk, value life, self-defense, hence a strong sense of pride. Took you everywhere I went to treat women with respect. No God in the sky, cause you God in the flesh. Taught you how to stay fresh, clothes clean, proper hygiene. Basically, how to be just like me. Believe nothing, question everything. Find facts and accept your blessings every day. Be a leader, good isn't good enough. Be a reader, book after book, fill your brains with jewels, not full of junk. My Messiah, I honor and place no one above you. Not even your mama, just know your Baba loves you.
Your daddy loves you.
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 Your Baba loves you.
It didn't work out. Me and your mama grew apart. My young heart, just know that it wasn't your fault. It went from every day, every weekend to once in a while. The stress gets the best of me, but it's worthwhile to see you smile. The older you get, I have to compete with the poltergeist and lies to see. Bite my tongue and be the bad guy in my family. I want to see you grow to contribute to overthrow, not contribute to status quo or be a prostitute for dough. Just know, I may seem mean, be keen on discipline, but you won't always be this little kid. Has your Baba ever lied to you? Complain about his life to you? I'll die for you. All I ever do is fight for you. I apologize to you for bringing you up in a broken home. More and more reasons why this devil must be overthrown. You might hear some things about me, some lies and some truth. Come here, let me hug you. Your Baba loves you. Your daddy loves you.
Your Baba loves you.
Your daddy loves you.
Your Baba loves you.
Your daddy loves you.
Your Baba loves you.
Your daddy loves you.
Your Baba loves you. Some comrades don't want children, I don't blame them. All this mayhem, all this playing, complaining. Did we have a child that have a plaything? We should be raising our babies to be better, regardless of whether we're together or not. Just got my stomach in knots, the thrill has gone, but the love has not. Try to get custody, but was denied and tricked when she sick that judge on me, accusing me of violence. Child support arrears, quarter pairs. By the time I see you, I'm broke, holding tears with just old pictures and souvenirs. The father that claimed another child is his. All the good fathers out there, they have no idea. Railroad, it seems like my girls don't like me. My sons wanna fight me, I just wanna do the right thing. Try not to be bitter, I'm not a quitter, too bad. Seems we were cool until mommy got a new man.
I'm trying not to lose my cool, understand, and just leave it at one day you'll understand.
Your daddy loves you,
your baba loves you.
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 Yeah, my brother Doc Mock, United Front, Barbara Day, on live with our Black Fathers Committee. Phone number to call in if you're listening remotely, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. All right. So, I can see the joint kind of fitting with the mix, you know what I'm saying, over there, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I like that.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the trials and the tribulations, you see what I'm saying? But, you know, for our children, you know what I'm saying? Back to y'all song, you know, for my seeds, you see what I'm saying? Like, this is your trying times, they're testing times, you know, test, you know, your mind, your capabilities, your will, you see what I'm saying? All kind of things, you see what I'm saying? But that evolution process that takes place are brought out, you know, by these situations. You see what I'm saying? So you see who you are and who you're not. You know what I mean?
Right.
You see who you are and who you're not. And, you know, I applaud you brothers for coming together and recognizing that this is something that we need to address in an organized fashion in a communal type of environment. You see what I'm saying? Where, you know, I can hit B up like, yo, B, I'm going through it right now, man. You got a few minutes. You understand what I'm saying? Then the next day, he's like, yo, Knowledge, man, it's your turn. You understand what I'm saying? I'll be like, yo, Sky, man, yo, I'm telling you, I'm about to lose it right now. You be like, yo, all right, boom. You see what I'm saying? Like, that network right there amongst brothers, you see what I'm saying? Same families, you see what I'm saying? And, you know, and having that open line of communication with our seeds, you see what I'm saying, for them to be able to come to us, you know, those young black men and young black women, you see what I'm saying, and that cognitive development process, you know, if we don't have, you know, 24/7 engagement action with our children in regards to like homeschools or co-ops or things like that, their minds are being co-opted, you see what I'm saying, and these other people are coming with their own family values and impressing them upon our children. You see what I'm saying? So definitely seeds have to be planted and, you know, be fortified and cultivated and nurtured. You see what I'm saying? To run those ideas out of their mind in regards to an inferiority complex that's, you know, presented to them by their authority figures being, you know, white women or white men, you see what I'm saying, for most of their adult education, you know, most of their formative years of education. So, yeah, I mean, definitely something to look at and something to analyze. So I think the next joint, I wanted to say what has been the reception, you know, with the children, with the young black men and young black women y'all been working with, through community outreach and just, you know, organizing.
Right. Well, the manhood training program that we have, it's been going successfully for 3 years, so definitely want to give thanks to that. And that is also a branch off of the fatherhood idea. Excuse me. So with the just learning it as well, I'm like, okay, the issue, they start when we're babies. So if we want to still try to correct our not necessarily correct, but if we try to correct and adjust our issues, it must start way before we get to manhood as an actual man. So we started that boys program for our young men. And that's like a 12-week program. We just go through, we meet with them every Saturday, and we just go through manhood things, and we learn about how to express yourself and what do you think about success,
and we also go a little deeper into it, and we learn about STEM projects, and we create little robots and different things like that. But then we also go into some physical things where we teach self-defense, and we learn techniques and fundamentals in different sports. So we try to give them as much as we can in that 12-week process. But after that, we also continue to build with them throughout their lives and be their support and be that mentor, that black man or that big homie or whatever you want to call me, just call me. So we still want to build with them after those 12 weeks are over with. The 12 weeks is just the initiation process. So that's what we're doing with the young men in the community, our young black men. But then we also, for our adult men, we also have the fatherhood program. So we're trying to stay as active as possible.
That's a beautiful
now,
thing.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but in regards to that manhood training program, there's actually a website where you can go to get a little bit more information. And that website is fightforlifenoexcuses.org. And that's the number 4. So fight, the number 4, life, no excuses, all together, fightforlifenoexcuses.org. You can view some pictures and read some testimonials from different parents. And then if you're in the Phoenix or surrounding areas, also you can do an intake for your child. You can fill out the form, and then we can get started as soon as possible because we don't have no time to waste for the most part. In regards to the fatherhood program, you can visit TRC, like the Rebranding Center, TRC365.org, and you can find out some information and also have a way to contact us and leave your information outside of Facebook and Instagram and the normal communication methods. We also have those two websites for you to reach out to us. So I definitely want to get that information out there, because as we continue to build and do these interviews and those things, we also want to connect with those that are out there. So I want to make sure you have that contact information for anything. I would say reach out. I'd rather tell you that I can't help than for you not to reach out. I tell my nieces and nephews that, like, how dare you not call me? You know what I mean? You call me for anything. And let me tell you that I can't figure this one out, which is going to be it's going to be hard for me to say that. So y'all got the contact information. There you go.
Yeah, most definitely. If you wanted to do something virtually to where you could, you know, invite some of the parents on, some of the folks who wanted to share their testimonials, you see what I'm saying, as a further, you know, step, you know what I'm saying, just let me know. I think that would be beautiful, you see what I'm saying, you know.
Yes, sir.
For my people to hear from my people and, you know, increase the awareness and, you know, organizations need to grow. You see, this is a global initiative. Whether a black father is or whether a black family is, you see what I'm saying? It should be a committee. It should be some type of outreach that's going on. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, y'all definitely
right.
Making the blueprint necessary, you know. Just in regards to our culture, you know, we need rites of passages, you know, for the brothers and for the sisters. You see what I'm saying? Like manhood training, womanhood training. You see what I'm saying? This is something that we have been historically, systematically locked out for. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, either, you know, we train them in the way as they should go, or our enemies train them as the way that they shouldn't go. You see what I'm saying? One way or another, they receive their training. You see what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
Again, applaud y'all for getting in front of it. So for, you know, people who want to help, people who want to get involved, or people who might want to start a branch in their respective city, you see what I'm saying? And, you know, they're looking to get started, you know, what can they do? You see what I'm saying? You know, what are some of the things I can share with them, or how can they get in contact with you again to, you know, get that started in their area? And also for people who might want to contribute, you see what I'm saying, financially to help further that cause.
Right. Well, definitely all donations are accepted and welcomed as well. You can do that through the website. There's actually a link on fightforlifenoexcuses.org. And then you can also just contact me if you're interested as far as like maybe starting a branch out in your city. That's something that we're actually in the process of doing. Since it's not all the way locked down or written in stone yet, I didn't quite bring it up, but we have already started talking to in some other cities, San Diego, to be specific, possibly even Pasadena, California. So California, we're already about to move in. We're already moving into California. So any other cities out there that want to join, as Knowledge was saying, this Black Fathers Global Initiative with us, or maybe even have something that you've already started that we need to connect with, please reach out so we can continue to build this thing and keep it going. Once again, that website is www.fightforlife, F-I-G-H-T, the number 4, life, L-I-F-E, no excuses, all together, N-O-E-X, excuses, C-U-S-E-S, all together, no excuses, .org, fightforlifenoexcuses.org. I hope y'all got that. I try to say it as slow as possible so you don't have to hit rewind or review or whatever, but I'm ready to connect with the next day. I'm ready to keep it going, keep this energy that's going behind plant seeds and just use it as like a launching pad to keep it going. So please reach out. We also going to be looking into possibly doing a remix. Maybe we can do the from city to city. We have a few fathers from each city on the remix and make this an even bigger thing. So let's just keep building, y'all.
Well, Steph, I could see like some, you know, these initiatives and, you know what I mean, getting out there, and especially in this underserved population in regards to, you know, Black fatherhood, you see what I'm saying, getting some things together, you know, going to youth centers, you see, youth detention centers where they got our youth, you see what I'm saying, up in there, and they might think that their life is already over, you see what I'm saying, going into the prisons, all of that, you see what I'm saying, like, you know, reshaping that mind frame, you see what I'm saying, like, you know,
right.
Contrary to popular belief, you know, some young Black men could go their whole life if they grew up without a father, without seeing a Black man in their life that care about them. You understand what I'm saying? Not one. You know what I mean? Like, they could go through all kinds of processes. You see what I'm saying? We talk, you know, we were speaking about fatherlessness. Think about the foster care system. You understand what I'm saying? Those young,
right,
you know, Black children that go through the systems, you see what I'm saying? And, you know, the type of challenges that they, you know, undergo and that they face on a regular, you see what I'm saying? You know, where, you know, that crisis of identity, you see what I'm saying? Not belonging to anyone, you see what I'm saying? And then you're speaking about your own birth parents not even wanting you, you know, we can relate that to our experiences of being Black in America, you see what I'm saying? Even though we come from families, we're being disconnected from our families and being cut off, you know, from our continental family, you see what I'm saying, our roots, you see? So, you know, being displaced and being replaced, and now, you know, to the point where we're out of place, we see, you know, these dissociative behaviors that, you know, that these industries are making billions off of, you know, the school to prison pipeline, you know, all these medications and labeling and all of that. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, you know, your father, you see what I'm saying? Your father, your mother,
right,
you know, your aunts, your uncles, you see what I'm saying? Like, these were solutions. You see what I'm saying? Like, that community, it takes a village. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, all of these things that we're being bombarded with. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, initiatives like these are, you know, very vital and essential, you know, everywhere. So definitely anything that I could do to help, you know, further along this initiative and get to reach out and get to push out and, you know, get involved and, you know what I mean? And, you know, so whatever I could do to help you. I'm now 100% for it.
Appreciate it, brother.
thank you for the interview again. I really appreciate it and respect it as well, because I know, as I mentioned at the beginning, Due to Knowledge has been such a great platform for us, for those with extreme knowledge and those with just beginning knowledge. So it's been great for our people. So we as a people need to do our best to keep things like this and platforms like this going as well. So like I said, thank you, and I really appreciate and respect it.
Well, it's all love, man. It's all love, you know what I mean? Some things are better than this the second time around, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't have no time. You know, now I see why you ain't have no time. You understand? You out there saving the black planet, you know what I mean? So I'm thankful for the time you was able to give. You and Brother Sky, man, you know what I'm saying, out there, you know, doing y'all thing, man, and I'm just,
yes,
you know, I'm excited, and I'm glad to see the growth, you know, incrementally, and I see, you know, a larger vision at work, you see what I'm saying, and, you know, just proud to be able to facilitate, you know, a conversation surrounding black fatherhood that's positive, you know what I mean? So,
right.
I think I got to play the joint one more time before we get out of here, and then I can give y'all an opportunity for final thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Acknowledgements and, you know, reemphasizing one more time how people can help and get involved. So we got to play this joint, Plan C, one more time for no reason at all.
Let's get it.
Put that on me, I make sure they gotta eat on the job, on the streets for my feet. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green, plant seeds. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my feet. And that's how we gotta be, real ones follow me. Each one, plant seeds.
Microphone checking my status since I've been crowned father. I grind harder, a wife and two daughters. A righteous black god in that red, black, and green. That's balance for the beam, huh? Family over everything. I'm dropping seeds every chance I get, and then I watch them all grow, no magic tricks. Sankofa, you know, bruh, gotta put that on your platter. Don't care about what they say, we say black fathers matter.
When it comes to my seeds, gotta keep that real energy. Literally, every single day create memory. Figuratively, I orchestrate moves like a symphony. Vividly, I think with these thoughts like epiphanies. Literally, can change the game and make history officially. My daughter never see me in a penitentiary, that shit to me. Cause all we got is us, all we got is trust. Every day I gotta rush, I don't believe in love. Man, I put that on me, I make sure they gotta eat on the job, on the streets for my feet. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green, plant seeds. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my feet. And that's how we gotta be, real ones follow me. Each one,
I'm in the cut like a back street. I let my son ride shotgun while these other suckers take the back seat, and that's the only one that could pass me. Something heavy in my diaper bag, homie, you can match me. Riding down the avenues with the seat back, who that? Diamondback, proud to be black, that's your daddy. Sitting clean in the rag seat, going hard for my committee and La Familia's mad deep.
Black fathers,
love,
yeah.
Love, I'm from a spot where blacks get rejected. Selling dope and gangbang and get you well respected. Being a felon, get you well neglected. Where the black fatherhood challenge was accepted. To show the youth a better route, teach them right from wrong and what the benefits of life about. Don't get caught up in the streets, you can make it out. Put that on my soul, I'ma show my kids a safer route. Man, I put that on me, I make sure they gotta eat on the job, on the streets for my seed. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green, plant seeds. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my seed. And that's how we gotta be, real ones follow me. Each one, plant seeds.
Today I will conclude our talk on Father and his role. His role is so mighty as the head of his household. His role is so mighty in helping to build a nation that really we could talk all year on Father and never give him enough.
but time will not permit us to do that.
Yeah. Our Black Fathers Committee, man. Pleasure and honor having, you know, both of you brothers on, so you got a chance right now. Final thoughts, acknowledgments, shout outs, and ensure that you give people, you know, the contact information to get a hold of you, whether it's social media, whatever. You see what I'm saying? One more time. You got the floor.
Yeah, checking in and then checking out. This is Brother Bilal Munir Rahim, BMR, a.k.a. Martell Cartel. You can hit me on the Facebook under Bilal Munir Rahim. Even type that in on Instagram, you'll find my page, or you can Instagram at me. That's Martell Cartel _. Once again, that's at MartellCartel _. Other than that, let's build. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir, and your boy Sky Harbor, Flyest in Phoenix. You can add me on Instagram. You can add me on Twitter. I'm not too active on Twitter, but you can still find me on there. I'm on YouTube. You can find me on Spotify, Tidal, all that good stuff. All the same lettering is Sky Harbor, SKAI Harbor, all one word, HARBOR. You'll find me on there. I'm really, really interactive with my folks and my people, so holler at me.
Yeah, definitely. As a reminder, yeah, definitely hit that Spotify, iTunes, all the digital downloads. Plant Seeds is on there, so please get on there. Hit that download button. Hit them streams so we can get them streams up. Get that check.
Hey, appreciate you having us on here too.
Yeah, one of many, man, one of many. So again, like I was saying, if y'all want to come back and do a virtual situation where you can get, you know, some of the parents that's involved in the work that you're doing, you know what I mean? So they can get an opportunity, you know, to, you know, continue to be living testimonials and examples. You see what I'm saying? We should set that up. You know what I mean? And you know, when the remix pop, you know, if y'all doing an event, y'all got anything y'all need, you see what I'm saying? B, you already know, man. All you gotta do is just hit me. We can set it up so, you know, we can help promote this, you know, to the fullest. You see what I'm saying? So just
yes, sir. All right, now.
Scott, you too, man. Don't be a stranger. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I already got you locked in on Facebook. I got you locked in, so you all good.
Okay. I know I got to take the back seat. I'm cool with, you know, with the back seat. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, niggas be lucky enough to ride with me, so it's all love.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
And Pimp C said, "Don't let no suckers ride with you, man."
Right.
Just make sure the window work in the back seat. I'm cool with that, huh? just roll down the window. I'm good.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So we out of here, family. You know what I'm saying? Like what
you
love.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
It's all love, man. Black love, black power, man.
All right, black power.
Black power.
So if you like what you heard, subscribe to the show here at www.blogtalkradio.com/DoTheKnowledgeRadio. That's DoTheKnowledgeRadio. Check us out at DoTheKnowledgeRadio.com. You can follow the show on Twitter at KnowledgeMore15 on Twitter. You can follow the show on Instagram, KnowledgeMore357 on Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Do Knowledge Radio on YouTube. And if you'd like to donate, the Cash App is Knowledge Born Alive. And also the PayPal is Do Knowledge Radio 19 @gmail. Salute to our brothers on our Black Fathers Committee. We got our Black Fathers Committee out here working for the proper psychoanalytical developmental processes of African children moving forward to build a better future. See what I'm saying? So we need to get behind this initiative. They got a flyer song out there. Now we got a Black Fathers Anthem. You see what I'm saying? So
you know, we should be out there planting seeds for our seeds, you know, to build a better future. So that, I'm going to say peace, love, and black power. I think we got one more caller before we get out of here. Calling from area code 443-261. You are live with Duden House Radio.
Right up here.
Hello there. My father, I'm a light skin, and my father says that my father's white, so he thinks that there should be a rule for certain individuals to sit on the back of the bus.
Here we go. Anyway, that say peace, love, black power. Here we out.
Put that on me, I make sure they gotta eat on the job, on the streets for my feet. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green plant seeds. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my feet. And that's how we gotta be, real ones follow me. Each one plant seeds.
Microphone checking my status since I've been crowned father. I grind harder, a wife and two daughters. A righteous black god in that red, black, and green. That's balance for the beam, huh? Family over everything. I'm dropping seeds every chance I get, and then I watch them all grow. No magic tricks. Sankofa, you know, bruh, gotta put that on your platter. Don't care about what they say, we say black fathers matter.
When it comes to my seeds, gotta keep that real energy. Literally. Every single day create memory. Rigorously, I orchestrate moves like a symphony. Vividly, I think with these thoughts like epiphanies. Literally, can change the game and make history officially. My daughter never see me in a penitentiary, that shit to me. Cause all we got is us, all we got is trust. Every day I gotta rush, I don't believe in love. Man, I put that on me, I make sure they gotta eat on the job, on the streets for my feet. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green plant seeds. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my feet. And that's how we gotta be, real ones follow me. Each one
I'm in the cut like a back streak. I let my son ride shotgun while these other suckers take the back seat, and that's the only one that could pass me. Something heavy in my diaper bag, homie, you can match me. Riding down the avenues with the seat back. Who that? Diamondback, proud to be black, that's your daddy. Sitting clean in the rag seat, going hard for my committee and La Familia's mad deep.
Black fathers,
love,
yeah.
Look, I'm from a spot where blacks get rejected. Selling dope and gangbang and get you well respected. Been a felon, get you well neglected. Where the black fatherhood challenge was accepted. To show the youth a better route. Teach them right from wrong and what the benefits of life about. Don't get caught up in the streets, you can make it out. Put that on my soul, I'ma show my kids a safer route.
Man, I put that on me, I make sure they gotta eat. On the job, on the streets, for my seed. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green plant seed. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my seed. And that's how we gotta be, real ones follow me. Each one plant seed.
Today I will conclude our talk on Father and his role. His role is so mighty as the head of his household. His role is so mighty in helping to build a nation that really we could talk all year on Father and never give him enough. But time will not permit us to do that.
I think the important thing for people to understand is that in America we have an education system that does not speak to the needs of African children.
We want to be able to be who we are, talk how we talk, walk how we walk, live how we want to live, and be producers and providers for our children in the future. We want to be African.
When the way the world is on your shoulders, let the power within us.
Family, we gave the
It's time to battle this world. It's time to shine again.
When the way the world is on your shoulders, tell the power within and then you say, ah, no, I can make it. Ever can. When the pain in this world try to continue, they can do what they want, cause I will never stop joy, and we can make it. Ever can. We're in this together, for better or worse, through the dark and the
children in this country some of the only understanding of African history that they'll ever receive.
There was a period of time in this country after Reconstruction where African people owned a lot of land, owned a lot of businesses, and did a lot of things. But what happened was the American government, the Ku Klux Klan, and other organizations organized in smashing that effort. So it's not that we haven't tried to own land and have not organized businesses. It's that if you are African in America or in Latin America or in the Caribbean or in the continent, you will be hunted.